Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Kenai City's Job Shadow Day, which offers Kenai Central High School students the opportunity to shadow local businesses, was a success. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce and KCHS collaborated for the 25-year tradition on Wednesday, February 19th. Natalie Garrett, Finance and Operations Coordinator for the Kenai Chamber, who is in charge of contacting local businesses about participating, said that communication was a key element in bringing different departments together for Job Shadow Day. She also thanked the local businesses for taking the time out of their day to mentor local youth, saying they have a commitment to the community's youth, and they appreciate the ones that were able to come through and help with today. A newcomer to the program, Sean Boltzma, KCHS counselor, acknowledged the importance of value in every member of the community.
Everyone's going to need some kind of training, whether you get it on the job training, whether you get it in an apprenticeship. So it's really about helping students understand what plans for post-secondary are going to prepare them for next steps, right? And it's really thinking about this from a long-term perspective, a long-game perspective.
Many KCHS students expressed their gratitude to be able to learn about local businesses within their area.
I just really enjoy talking to all these new people and showing me all these new things. It's been a really enjoyable experience, and I can only hope to say that it is for the other kids who are doing Job Shadow Day, wherever they're going, if they're going for t-shirt printings or flying planes. It's just really great, and I'm glad we can experience this.
That was KCHS Junior Dakota Lacey. A Homer man who stole a car in Kenai was caught after a police chase. With more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Homer man was chased through Kenai on Tuesday in a vehicle and on foot after stealing a car from behind the Kenai Visitor Center. 36-year-old Michael Hernandez, who has a history of burglary and theft, stole a white Ford Explorer after allegedly committing acts of theft in Old Town Kenai. According to the Kenai Police Department, the call came in around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon.
I think the individual that was unloading it went inside and the person jumped in the vehicle and stole it from there. Our officers caught up with the vehicle on the spur highway right downtown and followed it into Safeway, where they tried to stop it, and it turned around and fled from them.
Hernandez lost control in front of Wells Fargo and crashed into a tree on the bank's front lawn. He then exited and attempted to flee on foot. After a brief chase, he was apprehended by officers behind the bank. Hernandez was taken into custody and remanded to the Wildwood pretrial facility. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Plans for a new Seward cruise ship dock are moving forward. The Alaska House has advanced a bonding measure to complete the $137 million project. HB 65 would allow the Alaska Railroad Corporation to issue revenue bonds to replace and expand the aging passenger dock. Since his election, President Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed support for a major natural gas pipeline in Alaska, comments that have drawn fresh attention to a project that's floundered for years despite support from state leaders. Trump mentioned the pipeline at a news conference with Japan's prime minister early this month, drawing praise from Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. As proposed, the nearly 810-mile pipeline would funnel gas from Alaska's vast North Slope to port, with an eye largely on exports to Asian countries. Critics, however, see this as a repackaged version of a decades-old effort that has struggled to gain traction. Hurdles include the cost, an estimated $44 billion for the pipeline and related infrastructure, competition from other projects, and questions about its economic feasibility. One state senator said Alaska has put around $1 billion over the years into trying to get a pipeline built. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.